to believe we're in heaven.
One person in front and one person in back. Gideon's, despite a ban on gatherings of more than five people, including weddings and weekly markets, people in
non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh my gosh. Hello, hello. It's 1907 UTC on Tuesday, October the 17th, 2023. It is another beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky. Wonderful blue sky. Just absolutely amazing. It's currently 23 degrees, high of 25. By the end of the week, we'll be back in the 90s Fahrenheit, the 30s in centigrade. That'll be for the weekend, so I'm not looking forward to it. But I am going to enjoy today and tomorrow. To situate it, I'm planning to take the bus both days. Oh, I can see across the street where the intersection is, there's a person's house and they've got a fence in their backyard, but I can see the back patio. I've seen people back there in the, years ago, but not in a long time. Looks like they've got a grill propped open, so maybe it's time for some grilling. It is nice weather for that. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is a news show. It's news to me. Also, hyperlocal traffic. This car did not turn their wheel hardly at all or use their turn signal. Oh, we got a Jeep not using turn signals either. Man, turn signal free area. All right, cargo van or work van. They pulled up past the stop sign. Now that they're a stop, though they came to a stop, they got their turn signal on. They are not, they are past the stop sign, but not into the oncoming lane just yet. Let's see if they get hit by anybody. Prius driving by, managed to maintain a lane. Oh, here we go. They inched forward. Are they going to go? They're waiting. Oh, they waited for an SUV, and now they're turning. Yep, generic white van. All right. So, hey, if you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org and then launch comm or commode chat. That's how I usually am interacting. But if you want to talk to Jay LaMoth or me whenever I'm not doing a show, you can jump on XMPP, our Jabber Chat, as it used to be called, or could be colloquially called, I guess. All you need to do is connect to the conference server. And so there's SDF at conference.jabber.sdf.org. Or a non-radio at conference.jabber.sdf.org. Either way, those are the two active rooms. Either one of those, you'll probably find somebody you can talk to. So let me just go ahead and fire up my prompt. I often connect to tty.sdf.org, which is a little load balance kind of thing. If you're a Meta or ARPA member, you can also connect to like meta.sdf.org, that kind of stuff, if you're into that. Also, as an update, yesterday you might have noticed during Tobe's show, he got disconnected. I jumped over onto B-Board and made a request and in request, seeing what the heck happened. And they said that it was a bad Ethernet cable. So that's the update there. So they replaced the cable and now everything's back on. So let's see what's going on in comm. We got Ratsu in the house. Lakina, welcome, welcome. WX Boss here with a turn-by-turn traffic report fan. X1 in the house, Ratsu. And Jay LaMoth, welcome, welcome everyone. Vera, the keyboard is my shepherd, I shall not want. I wanted to give a shout-out to oh wow, this car totally blew past the stop sign, but then stopped in the middle of the lane, and then waited, and then turned, and then drove down, straddling both lanes. It looked like they were on their phone, so pretty great. Great driving. Beautiful. But yeah, Quentin, MNW, coming to you live and direct. Yep, it is. LOLs, bad Ethernet cable. Yep. Vera, shout out. Howdy. Claudio M, FreeBSD forever. Hello, Claudio M. Welcome, welcome. Coincidentally, I just recently diagnosed a network problem at home as a bad Ethernet cable. Yeah. So yeah, I do want to shout out two pieces of software that I've been using a lot lately. WTF Util, that's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Uniform Tango India Lima. Ooh, an old 90s Honda scooter, got a right turn signal, no safety equipment, did not stop. An older gentleman with slacks and a long sleeve t-shirt cruising on by. Wow, that was amazing. I haven't seen that kind of careless driving since a bicycle. Wow, all right. Open BSD. Oh, my bad. Sorry, Claudio. Open BSD. But anyway, WTF Util, and NC Spot, sorry, hold on. I might be saying it wrong. Make sure I tell you the right name. Yeah, NC Spot. That's November Charlie Sierra Papa Oscar Tango. NC Spot. So WTF Util is a great little like dashboard for your terminal. If you're a TMUX user and you're always like, man, I wish I had like a landing page that I could go to where my to-do list and the weather and the clock and all that stuff is, boom. I have been using it. The only thing, there's two bugs though. One, if you've got it connected to GitHub and you lose your network connection, it will crash. The GitHub plugin will crash. And two, if you modify the config file, it doesn't properly kill the file watcher, and so your CPU use will double every time you save the config file. While I was working on it, trying to get it set up recently, my CPU was at like, every core was at 100%. Everything was slowing down, the computer was getting hot, and I was like, what's going on? And then it was like, oh, I've been editing this file, and every time it jumps, it eats more RAM, so or more CPU. Anyway, sorry, I got off topic. It's 1914 UTC, and I'm just talking about stuff I did today. I'm sorry about that. This is news. And specifically, it's time to talk about death and destruction. So let's get into it. First, Congo River disaster. 47 bodies discovered. The sinking of a boat called a whaler on Friday on the Congo River left at least 47 dead and an unknown number missing, the Minister of Transport of the Democratic Republic of Congo said. The previous report, communicated on Sunday by the authorities, reported at least 28 dead and dozens missing. According to information collected early Monday afternoon by the river commissioner on site, we have 47 bodies recovered. A large country in Central Africa, the DRC, or Democratic Republic of Congo, has very few passable roads, and travel is often done on lakes as well as the river and its tributaries. Shipwrecks are frequent there, with often heavy tolls. As we know, we've been on the air for a couple years now, and every year we talk quite a bit about death on the Congo. Oh, we got a Prius pulled up. They've got a turn signal, and they've stopped, and they're in the right lane. Let's see if they execute the turn. They're turning. Oh, they turned immediately into the left-hand turn lane. Normally not a great move, but they are making their way. Tesla not making a turn. Oh, excuse me, Mach-E. Mach-E. Ford Mach-E. Whatever. Anyway, an action plan is needed so that the Congo River is playing a driving role in economic development as a waterway. So they're trying to make use of the waterways, even though they're deadly. But yeah, so that's going on there in Congo. But that's not all. There's a lot of news to talk about, and there's plenty more death. I've got one more death in Africa story, though, for you. In Niger, 6 soldiers are dead in fighting with near Burkina Faso. 6 soldiers and 31, quote, terrorists were killed in fighting on Sunday and Monday in the Terra Zone in western Niger near Burkina Faso. From Sunday, October 15th, to Monday, the 16th, the Defense and Security Forces of Operation Naya on a mop-up mission had a series of clashes with terrorist elements in the Limdao area, 50 kilometers to the northwest of Terra. So, there we go. Oh, we got a Chevy full-size truck. No turn signal, turning into the outside lane. Not the greatest driving skill. Uh-oh.
Just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where
I'm... On Monday, a 45-year-old Tunisian terror suspect opened fire and killed 2 Swedish football fans. He died on Tuesday after being shot by police in a cafe. Let's check in on comm real quick, see how it's going. WTFU and... Oh, Jay LaMoth pointing out. It was, It was called... Oh, no. Is my comm dead? The other app was called NC Spot. It's a terminal-based Spotify app. The Spotify D consumed all my API requests. It went nuts making tons and tons... Or Spotify TUI. It looks like I got a force quit my comm. It crashed there on me. So we'll relaunch that. But while we're doing that, let me tell you more news, because there's so much news. We got to keep on going. Oh, a guy on an adventure bike. Don't see that very often. Not the regular kind, anyway. So, oh, we got a truck, a Chevy truck pulling a trailer. No turn signal. Kind of stopped at the stop sign. Oh, we got a cyclist. Didn't stop at the stop sign, but did get on the sidewalk. So, you know what? I guess that counts as a win. So this is some irony and frustration that I want to share with you. A black man who spent 16 years in prison after being wrongfully convicted of a violent crime was shot and killed by police on Monday. Leonard Cure, 53, was killed after a sheriff's deputy pulled him over in southeastern Georgia on Monday morning. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is examining the shooting. I can pretty much guarantee you that they will find no wrongdoing. Cure was released from prison in Florida in 2020 after a conviction review unit exonerated him of robbing a drugstore in 2003. The Innocence Project of Florida represented Cure in his exoneration case. The group's executive director, Seth Miller, said he was devastated by news of the death. I can only imagine what it's like to know your son is innocent and watch him be sentenced to life in prison, to be exonerated, and then be told that once he's been freed, he's been shot dead. GBI said in a statement that Cure's vehicle was stopped by a deputy at 7:30 a.m. The statement said the deputy had initiated a traffic stop, but didn't give a reason for the stop. Probably because he's a black man.
Cure got out of the car at the deputy's request, complied with the commands until learning that he was under arrest. The GBI statement said the deputy shot Cure with a stun gun after not complying with his request. In a statement, the GBI accused Cure of assaulting the deputy, who shot Cure with a stun gun a second time and struck him with a collapsible baton. However, Cure still did not comply. The deputy pulled out his gun and shot Cure. GBI said emergency medical conditions treated Cure, but he died. Cure's killing was the 80th officer-involved shooting in Georgia so far this year, and it was the 4th police shooting in the past week. So yeah, if the police pull you over or even talk to you and you survive, count yourself lucky. But if the police do pull you over, just pray. Oh, well, we almost had a head-on collision. Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, now we almost had another one. So we had an SUV and a sedan both turning poorly, not even turning, just kind of gliding into the intersection as a truck was pulling up. And the truck had to move all the way over, almost onto the sidewalk, to avoid being hit. No horns were honked. And those cars acted like the truck was the problem. Still no turn signal. Oh, there we go. The truck used a turn signal after I started talking about him. Wow. I'm just thoroughly impressed that there are not more fatalities or accidents at this intersection, because everyone seems to just be driving wildly, like not even paying attention, and then just kind of hoping everything works out. But anyway, yeah, the police just wantonly murdered this man after beating him up and stunning him. What are you going to do? Wow, that butterfly is floating. He jumped off of the light pole here, and he has floated all the way down. He floated almost all the way down to the ground from the roof without flapping his wings. Up, we got a car coming up to the intersection. It's an old Mustang up there turning right. They got a turn signal. They did stop past the stop sign, but they are stopped. Oh man, Honda avoided them just a little bit, and the turn was executed into the lane. Tight turning radius. Good job. Oh man, I bet you my comm is all messed up. Oops, there we go. Yeah, sorry about that. I lost track. I was like, where'd comm go? And it was like, oh yeah, it's because my comm had crashed. Oh, yeah. No. The guy was clearly driving all black, yeah. Climate change due to pollution together with climate experiments equals unexpected floods. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, we got a car turning left into this parking lot. I don't know if they know where they're going. They're stopping. They look confused. Oh, they realize they've made a mistake. They're trying to do a U-turn. The road is too narrow. I feel like if the cops murder someone and can't even get a reason why they pulled him over, they should automatically have stiffer consequences. Or, you know, any at all. That's one of the things that is great about being the oppressor. If you are the man or oppressing a group, you don't have to have a reason. You can just wantonly murder people. It's fine. Just ask the millions of people in the Gaza Strip. The blue line, Thrig points out. Hey, Thrig, welcome, welcome. X1 saying WTF util needs go. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, X1. I did not mention that, but WTF util uses go. I was trying to learn go, and so that's how I ended up finding it. Alright, it's 1923 UTC, so that makes me want to remind you that in just 7 minutes, the Dubious Goals can be with Tobe, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC is happening. The Dubious Goals Committee. The most dubious radio show you'll ever hear. Are there marmots? Are there dudes? Is there a synthesizer remix? Maybe there's some mushrooms or mycology. Ball joint baby dolls? You never know. Crafts? Soft crafts? Might be in the soft crafts rooms. Is there a kitty blanket? You never know. You never know what business is going to get around to. And it's always so dubious. There we go. They figured out how to make a U-turn, or they probably followed the circle. Turn signal to the left. There they go. All right, Dubious Goals Committee. If you have any ailments, if you're sad or happy, whatever the case is, if you need treatment, listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. If you can't hear, put your headphones on anyway, listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. You'll hear Tobe and the synths. You won't even know how it happened. You'll just start hearing them. If you can't see, put the headphones over your eyes and you'll see again. If you're missing a limb, use the tape some headphones to that missing limb and let the voice of Tobe and the Dubious Goals Committee regrow that limb. If you don't believe me, just try it out for 6 to 8 months, and then after that time, switch over and give it another 6 to 8 years, and if it's not grown back within at least 30 years, call me or Tobe up and we'll help you get it situated properly. Let's make sure Com hasn't disconnected. There we go. DGC, do not consult with a physician before use. Doctors hate this one weird show. Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Oh man, we almost had some more interesting interactions. This car's got a left turn signal on, pulled up. And wow, they're being extra cautious. Oh, it's because a UPS truck was on the way. All right, let's see what happens. Oh, the anticipation's growing. Are they going to make it? Oncoming traffic. I don't hear anything else. Oh, there it is. It's a motorcycle. Hey, it's somebody driving the same motorcycle I have. All right, and they executed that turn successfully. Good job. thanks, Quentin. Welcome, welcome. Every goddamn day. golly. All right, we've only got about 4 minutes to go. I had a whole bunch of nuclear news I wanted to give you because I feel like this is something that we don't really hear about. But there's so much other news stories I just want to let you know. The Indian Supreme Court has declined to answer whether or not same-sex marriages should be legal. They say they aren't the lawmakers, so they can't really rule on that. Donald Trump has gotten a gag order. As soon as he was given a gag order, he went on social media to say that nothing can stop Donald Trump and his speech. So good luck there. I don't know if that's going to mean that he gets a contempt of court charge. He should have been locked up and put in as soon as he was on trial, they should have locked him up so that he would stop intimidating people and causing trouble. But whatever. A man and a donkey team are going around delivering water in Gaza, thankfully. Every day he gets up before sunrise, and then after taking care of his family, he heads out into the streets of Gaza to distribute drinking water to the people in his neighborhood from the back of a cart. Breaking news, at least 500 casualties in a hospital blast. An Israeli airstrike has hit the Al-Ahil Hospital in Gaza City, where thousands of civilians are seeking medical treatment and shelter from relentless attacks. The Gaza Health Ministry says at least 500 casualties in the blast. A UN-run school housing refugees was also struck. Don't worry, they will face no consequences because, again, the oppressors face no consequences. Deep breaths. Okay, here's some stuff. Orionoid meteor shower is near its peak. That's right. If you are looking for stars, up to 20 meteors an hour may be visible as Earth passes through the center of a dust cloud left by Halley's Comet. Orionoid meteor shower reaches the peak of its activity this week on the nights of the 21st to the 22nd of October. Earth will plow through the central portion of a dust cloud that once was part of the tail of Halley's Comet. During the peak, up to 20 meters an hour may be seen from a dark site. The Orionoids are so named because they appear to be coming from the Orion constellation. So check it out, or go to the Guardian or your favorite space site to learn more about that. Meanwhile, female frogs appear to fake death to avoid unwanted advances, study shows. Lots of humans resonating with that. It was previously thought that females were unable to choose or defend themselves against this male coercion, but research suggests it may not be the case. Females in these dense breeding aggregations are not passive as previously thought. So there you go. Pretty exciting stuff. Oh man, we've only got a few seconds to go, so let me see if I can just tell you a few things. One of the Zaporizhia units is going into hot standby to provide hot water and to the community. Mokovechi 3 has completed its onboarding, so it's back. It's ramped up and added to the arsenal. Niger is getting ramping up its uranium mining, and the UK's nuclear fusion site has shut down. So the Jet Laboratory there in UK is shutting down. And That's about it. Biden joined Truth Social just to troll Trump, which is kind of funny. But anyway, thanks for listening to the news to me. I'll be back tomorrow at 1900 UTC or thereabouts. You're about to hear the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, the most dubious show you ever have heard. And of course, please be sure you breathe lots of oxygen. Don't breathe out water. You will get sick. And yeah, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Uranium mining. Sorry about that. I'm talking too fast and too...
7, 6.